From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. The Obama administration is reportedly set to take steps that it says will help prevent terrorist attacks, but which privacy and internet freedom advocates are saying represent a sweeping expansion of authority and possible intrusiveness. NPR's Paul Brown joins us now. Paul, what are these reports saying?
First, the New York Times, Craig, says the Obama administration is drafting new rules that would make it easier for national security and law enforcement officials to monitor communications over the internet. Now, this could include email, social networking sites like Facebook. It could cover handheld devices like BlackBerries that send and receive encrypted emails. The Times says the White House plans to submit a bill to Congress that would require internet services to do what phone companies have to do now, which is comply with wiretap orders.
So why is the government seeking this new authority and oversight?
Well, the Times quotes officials saying it's becoming harder and harder for them to track communications of suspected terrorists because so many people are abandoning traditional telephone technologies and they're moving to new ways of communicating. There's another related report today. This one is from the Washington Post. It says the White House wants U.S. banks to report every single money transfer into and out of the U.S., no matter how small.
And what are the stated reasons for that?
Well, according to the Post, administration officials say if terrorists make dozens of small money transfers rather than a few large ones, they can easily escape surveillance. The proposal responds to a law that was enacted several years ago that mandates better financial security measures.
So, Paul, what are critics saying about these moves?
Well, the newspapers report they're not at all happy. Privacy advocates reportedly call these proposals broad new expansions of authority. They say the government may not even have the ability to analyze vast new quantities of data that it hasn't justified collecting. The papers report the administration denies it's trying to expand authority. It says it's just trying to maintain existing authority in a world of new communications media.
Thanks, Paul. NPR's Paul Brown reporting from Washington. U.S. diplomats are scrambling to keep peace talks between Israel and the Palestinians from breaking down over Israel's decision to let a freeze on settlement building in the West Bank expire. The BBC's Wera Davis has more from Jerusalem.
One would have expected that if the peace talks were going to survive, that the Israelis and the Palestinians will have had to come to some sort of either formal or tacit agreement, that even though this moratorium on building in the settlements has expired, that in reality on the ground only limited settlement building will take place. Now, if there is that sort of agreement, then you can envisage perhaps both sides justifying the continuation of the peace talks. It'll be a difficult sell for the Palestinians to their people because they will have seen in their eyes the Palestinians giving ground, you know, that the freeze has come to an end and the Israelis don't give ground at all.
The BBC's Wera Davis reporting. This is NPR News from Washington. The commission appointed by President Obama to look into the response to the massive oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico meets today to consider issues ranging from who made critical decisions to the fallout from the use of chemical dispersants. Some engineering experts are criticizing BP's internal investigation of the spill, which took some responsibility for the spill but also spread the blame to other firms.
The National Academy of Engineering Committee says BP's report is limited to decisions made on the rig, not with management on shore. The report was also made without interviews of employees from other companies or with an examination of key evidence. BP Chief of Safety and Operations Mark Bly says this report is only a partial analysis of BP's performance. The Interior Department asked the Engineering Academy to review the accident and come up with safety recommendations. For NPR News, I'm Eileen Fleming in New Orleans.
Rain-swollen rivers in the upper Midwest have people taking precautions to protect their homes. In Portage, Wisconsin, dozens of people have evacuated because a nearby levee is leaking. Pat Dixon told WKOW-TV he has not decided whether to leave just yet.
We wouldn't be able to get in and out for days on end, and we'd have to float in and out, and I'm not ready to get my boats out yet.
Ken Wall is already using his boat, though, a canoe that he's using to travel across flooded roadways.
2 years ago it flooded, last year was nothing, and then this year we've had, this is the third one.
In South Dakota, residents of some communities just north of Sioux Falls are filling and stacking sandbags to protect their homes from the Big Sioux River, which is expected to crest above flood stage today. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News.